back from recess, and I think this final leg of the meeting for this afternoon will be relatively brief, because I think we've come to agreement, and hopefully this will be a harborer of good success in the next couple of 3 weeks. And I just want to, before I turn it over to Senator Clark, I'm going to have her present first, and then I will. I just want to also go through, because Senator Clark did and I forgot to do that for the House, and we'd agreed that we would both do that, go through what our goals were for the session. And I think they tie in really nicely with what we've come up with here. And ours was also basic funding, so every child would have an excellent education, and closing the achievement gap by investing in our youngest learners, funding the special ed mandates, having local innovation and reform, and then significant property tax relief. And so I forgot to give those to you, but I think they tie in really nicely with what Senator Clark said for the Senate. So, Senator Clark, if you could report in for the Senate conferees.
Happy to, Madam Chair. And the goals that you talked about are things that we had a lot of conversation about over the course of the session, and many, many good ideas. And the target that we ultimately had for Senate File 2095 meant we didn't get to do some of those great things, but we fundamentally do believe in all of those. We brought forward our recommendation kind of in two parts, because the first part is we want to make sure that we are stabilizing funding, that we're, you know, paying our bills, that we're putting money back into the formula, which really is what when we talk about the cap gap on special education, it really is putting money back into the formula. So it's even lower than sometimes what we talk about. And then that property tax relief. So what that means is the bare minimum without a revenue increase would be $576 million with $682 million in the tails, because it's really important that we have structural balance as well. And then if we get new revenue, which we do believe is really important, which you see in our other bill in 1611, we, regardless of what that revenue resource might be, that, and this is the number that we have talked about, that we believe that we could get a really good product, still focusing on basics as your goals indicate, at $950 million in the 08-09 and $1.4 billion in the tails in 10-11.
Thank you very much. And I will just say the House is always much less complicated than the Senate. So we just have the one bill, and but we have agreed on the one target, and that is the $950 million extra, along with the tails that Senator Clark has mentioned. And we are in agreement on that. Perhaps this is historic to have an agreement with a first meeting of an Education Finance Conference Committee. And Senator Clark, do you want to say anything about the meeting tomorrow when you will have the gavel?
Yes, tomorrow we will be meeting back here at 1 o'clock. And we are going to be doing some focusing on that funding stability that we were talking about. I think, Madam Chair, we may have a couple of other opportunities to talk about some things that are in both of our bills as well, and you and I will get to talk about that a little bit more. My hope, and I think that my fellow senators may agree with this, is that the Senate's uncomplicated version doesn't buy us a whole lot. And so if we have to get really basic, you know, I think we all share that goal to really move Minnesota forward, because we have been such a leader in education. And we've gone backwards in terms of our investment and what we can really do. And hopefully we can work together with the governor to be making sure that we are having a well-prepared workforce. Because let's face it, with our global economy, the changes that are happening, our demographics in our state with an aging population, if we're serious about not just being competitive but being a leader, we need to be making sure we're investing our resources in smart places. And as I think Representative Heikirken mentioned earlier, there's some great potential between these two bills.
Thank you very much. So we have our meeting tomorrow, and we all now, all of us in this room, do need to talk to the governor, because I think that we're going to need the revenue in both of the Senate bills and the final amount that we've agreed on here today for that's a little bit more than the House bill was, and we're happy to add to that. And I'm sure that most of us are happy to add the revenue and the means to get it, because they go hand in hand, and we have to convince the governor to join us with this, because our students deserve the $950 million extra dollars. Thank you very much, and the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.